mental health, challenges with diagnosis. A story of finding the right diagnosis, Meera's journey. When Meera was 32, she thought she was just stressed. She was a school teacher, a mother of two, and the main organizer in her extended family. For months, she felt exhausted. She cried easily. She snapped at her children for small things. At night, her mind would not stop racing. She slept late, woke up tired, and dragged herself through the day. Her family doctor said it sounded like depression. Meera was relieved to finally have an explanation. She started medication and counseling. For a while, she improved. She felt calmer. The tears reduced. But 3 months later, something changed. Meera began waking up at 4 a.m. full of energy. She started multiple projects at once, repainting the house, planning a new business idea, volunteering for extra school committees. She talked fast. Her thoughts jumped from one idea to another. She felt unusually confident, almost unstoppable. At first, her family was pleased. "You're finally back to your old self," her sister said. But within weeks, things spiraled. Meera spent a large amount of money impulsively. She argued aggressively with her husband. She drove carelessly. She barely slept but insisted she didn't need rest. She became overconfident and overtalkative. Then, suddenly, she crashed. The energy disappeared. The sadness returned, this time deeper than before. She felt ashamed about her behavior and frightened by what had happened. This time, she was referred to a psychiatrist. The psychiatrist listened carefully and asked detailed questions about her past. Had she ever had similar high phases before? Meera remembered the short periods in her 20s when she had felt unusually energetic and bold. But she had dismissed them as good moods. The doctor explained gently that her earlier diagnosis of depression might not tell the full story. The available information, especially the recent episodes, was typical of and confirmed a diagnosis of bipolar disorder. Meera was concerned, "Doctor, was I misdiagnosed earlier? Was something missed?" The psychiatrist reassured her, "Mental health conditions can change over time. Sometimes the full pattern only becomes clear after careful observation." What mattered now was understanding her symptoms correctly and adjusting treatment. Her medication was changed. The new treatment plan involved medications called as mood stabilizers. Gradually, the highs became milder and shorter. The lows became less intense. Most importantly, she no longer felt confused about what was happening. Counseling sessions focused on helping her recognize early warning signs, both of sadness and of rising energy. Over the next year, Meera began to understand herself better. She learned that her mind had rhythms. When stress built up, she tended to swing toward either deep exhaustion or excessive drive. Looking back, Meera realized why the diagnosis had been difficult at first. Her early symptoms looked like simple stress and depression. Initially, she had not mentioned or even remembered her past high energy phases because she did not see them as a problem. Her family initially viewed her energetic periods as positive. The pattern only became clear over time. She now understands that mental health diagnosis is often a process, not a one-time label. As more information emerges, doctors refine their understanding, and sometimes clarity takes time. Why mental health diagnosis is different from physical diagnosis? In physical health, doctors often rely on visible signs, scans, blood tests, or laboratory values. For example, a broken bone can be seen on an X-ray, and diabetes can be diagnosed through blood sugar tests. In mental health, there is no single blood test or scan that can confirm most psychiatric conditions. Symptoms are based on thoughts, emotions, behavior, and functioning. Much of the information comes from what the person experiences and reports. This makes psychiatric diagnosis more nuanced, interpretative, and reliant on careful clinical judgment. Symptoms often overlap across disorders. One of the biggest challenges in mental health diagnosis is symptom overlap. Many conditions share similar symptoms, such as low mood anxiety, poor sleep fatigue, irritability, poor concentration, loss of interest, restlessness. For example, Anxiety can be part of depression, panic disorder, PTSD, or medical conditions. Poor concentration can occur in depression, ADHD, anxiety, sleep disorders, or stress. Irritability may be seen in depression, bipolar disorder, anxiety, or even physical illness. Because of this overlap, identifying which condition is primary requires time, observation, and detailed evaluation. Mental health symptoms can change over time. Mental health conditions are not static. Symptoms may evolve, intensify, reduce, or change form over weeks or months. For example, early depression may present mainly as tiredness or irritability. Bipolar disorder may initially look like depression before manic symptoms appear. Trauma-related symptoms may surface long after the triggering event. Anxiety disorders may change in intensity depending on life stressors. As a result, a diagnosis made at one point in time may need refinement as more information becomes available. People describe their experiences differently. Mental health diagnosis depends heavily on how a person describes their internal experiences, thoughts, emotions, fears, and distress. Challenges include difficulty putting feelings into words, fear of being judged or labeled, cultural differences in expressing distress, minimizing or normalizing symptoms, embarrassment or guilt about certain thoughts. Some people say, "I'm fine," while struggling deeply inside, while others may express distress through physical symptoms like headaches, stomach pain, or fatigue. This makes a skilled, empathetic listening essential, but also means diagnosis can take time. Cultural and social factors affect diagnosis. Culture plays a major role in how mental health symptoms are experienced and expressed. Examples include emotional distress, expressed as physical complaints, beliefs that emotional problems should be handled privately, stigma around mental illness affecting openness, different interpretations of normal versus abnormal behavior, family expectations shaping symptom reporting. Mental health professionals must carefully consider cultural context to avoid misdiagnosis or underdiagnosis. CO existing conditions are common. Many people do not have just one mental health condition. It is common to see depression with anxiety, ADHD with learning difficulties, anxiety with obsessive-compulsive symptoms, trauma with depression or substance use, mental health conditions alongside medical illnesses. This is called comorbidity, and it complicates diagnosis because symptoms interact and overlap. The clinician must determine which condition came first, which symptoms are central, which issues need priority treatment. Stress, life events, and adjustment reactions. Not all distress means a psychiatric disorder. Life events such as bereavement, relationship difficulties, job loss, academic pressure, chronic illness, major transitions can cause intense emotional reactions that look like mental illness but may represent normal human responses. Distinguishing between normal stress reactions, adjustment disorders. Major psychiatric conditions require careful assessment, time, and follow-up. Medical conditions can mimic mental illness. Many physical illnesses can produce symptoms similar to mental health disorders. Examples include thyroid problems causing anxiety or depression, vitamin deficiencies causing low mood or cognitive problems, hormonal changes affecting emotions, sleep disorders causing irritability and poor concentration, neurological conditions affecting behavior or personality. A thorough mental health evaluation often includes screening for medical causes, especially when symptoms are unusual, sudden, or resistant to treatment. Children and adolescents pose unique challenges. Diagnosing mental health conditions in children is particularly complex because children may lack emotional vocabulary, behavior changes may be subtle, symptoms vary by developmental stage, school, home, and social behavior may differ. Normal developmental behavior can mimic symptoms. For example, high energy may be normal, or ADHD shyness may be temperament or anxiety. Tantrums may be developmental or emotional distress. This is why child mental health diagnosis often involves parents, teachers, therapists, and repeated observations. Stigma and fear delay. Honest reporting, many people fear. Being labeled, being judged. Impact on career or relationships. Being prescribed medication. Being seen as weak or unstable. As a result, they may delay seeking help or underreport symptoms. Late presentation often means symptoms are more severe. Patterns are harder to disentangle. Multiple coping mechanisms may mask the original issue. There is no instant psychiatric diagnosis. Unlike a rapid test, psychiatric diagnosis is a process, not a single event. It may involve one or more detailed interviews, psychological assessments, behavioral observation rating scales and questionnaires, medical investigations, input from family with consent, monitoring response to treatment. This process-based approach improves accuracy and safety. Why diagnoses sometimes change? A changing diagnosis does not mean the earlier clinician was wrong. It often means new symptoms emerged, more history became available. The condition evolved, treatment response clarified the picture. Mental health diagnosis is dynamic and evidence-based, adapting as understanding deepens. The role of professional expertise. Mental health professionals are trained to differentiate overlapping symptoms, recognize subtle patterns, consider developmental and cultural context, rule out medical causes, avoid premature labeling, prioritize patient safety and well-being. A careful diagnosis protects patients from unnecessary medication, inappropriate treatment, missed conditions, long-term complications. What patients and families can do to help the process? You can support accurate diagnosis by describing symptoms clearly and concretely, sharing timelines of symptom onset, mentioning life events or stressors, reporting past treatments and responses, attending follow-up appointments, asking questions when unsure. Remember, there are no right or wrong answers, only helpful information. Diagnosis is not a label. A mental health diagnosis is not a definition of who you are. It is a clinical tool, a guide for treatment, a shared understanding, a way to reduce suffering. The goal is relief, recovery, and improved quality of life, not labels. Conclusion: diagnosing mental health conditions is complex because the human mind is complex. Overlapping symptoms, changing presentations, cultural factors, medical influences, and individual experiences all play a role. A careful, compassionate, and patient-centered diagnostic process ensures that people receive the right help at the right time in the right way. Understanding these challenges can help patients and families engage with mental health care confidently and move forward with hope.